Like, and natural reaction would be like, hey, I'm out of here. I don't know what this guy's talking about.
第一堂之后，我想说，我最好赶快离开。我简直不知道这里在做什么。
But I sat still.
但是呢，我还是坐在聚会中。
And as the days went by, I started to realize these people are different.
那慢慢呢，我注意到说，我四周这些基督徒是不一样的。
Their prayers are answered.
他们祷告，结果事情就会成就的。
See, I say this because before I was Buddhist.
我这样讲，因为我出生在一个佛教的家庭。
And we would go to these Buddhist temples like once or twice a year.
每一年我们总是去庙里一两次。
And we have to like bow down before the Buddha, and we have, and I mean this thing's gigantic.
我们要在那个巨大的佛像之前要膜拜。
And we have to like have incense and say chants.
我们要烧香，我们要念经。
Now my Chinese sucks.
我的中文是很差的。
So I didn't know how to say the chants.
所以我不知道怎么样念经。
So I didn't understand what Buddhism, what I'm doing at the Buddhist temple.
所以我在那里我不晓得我在做什么。
To tell the truth, I was pretty much there to like burn the incense and throw them around. I mean, I was there to play with fire.
我去呢，就是因为那里可以烧香，可以玩火。
And I realized I was never happy being Buddhist. I was never satisfied. My prayers were never answered. Pretty much things just got worse.
我自己觉得身为佛教徒的日子里呢，我的祷告没有 得答应，我的日子是一天比一天糟糕，我也不快乐。
Like, you know, parents were always praying. My mom would say, yeah, I prayed to Buddha for your grade. You're going to do well, right?
所以我父母说，我有为你烧香读经，所以你应该成绩不错。
And I said, I hope so.
我说我希望如此。
Get my grade back, it's like a C minus.
但我成绩单发回来是 C minus.
Now, you know, for most Asian parents, that's like, yeah, you suck.
对于很多东方父母来说，这是没有办法接受的。
So I'm like, yeah, this isn't working.
我想，这个偶像是不没有办法帮助我的。
So I decided on the last day of that summer conference.
所以呢，在夏令会的最后一天
，I accepted the Lord Jesus into my life.
Thank you.
我接受了耶稣基督进入我的生命中。
And I was ecstatic. I was on fire for God.
我觉得我是为了主而火热。
And as you know, we're supposed to spread the good news.
那我们应该把这个好消息传给别人的。
I go home.
所以我就回家了。
And spread it to the one man that I loved at that point.
把这个好消息告诉我当时生命中唯一我所爱的男人。
Because I was still mad at my mom.
因为那时候我还在生我父亲的气。我还在生我妈妈的气。
And I was like, okay, I'm gonna spread this to my dad and try to convert him.
所以我想啊，我告诉我把这个好消息告诉我的父亲。
I told him about Jesus.
所以我跟他分享耶稣的事。
And here's what he says.
我父亲这样回答我。
All right, you probably don't know what you're doing.
你大概不知道你自己在做什么。
But I'm mad at you.
但是我很生气。
And you have to make this choice now.
现在你要做一个决定。
Be God's son.
你要做你所谓神的儿子呢？
Or be my son.
还是我的儿子？
My heart was broken.
我的心当时都破碎了。
I had to choose between the one man I loved.
我要在一个我生命中唯一的一个爱我所爱的人。
And the God I now love.
和我现在所爱的神做一个选择。
I couldn't help but start weeping. It was just so heartbreaking.
我当时没有办法做什么，只有痛哭。
That my dad's love is conditional.
因为我明白我父亲的爱是有条件的。
That he requires me to love him and only him.
他要求我只能爱他。
Now, at that point, I knew I'm going to make this decision. I'm going to be God's son.
当时我知道我必须做个决定，拣选做神的儿子。
I'm going to be a child of God, and no one's going to stop me.
我必须要做神的儿女，没有人能够拦阻我这件事。
So I told my dad.
所以我告诉我的爸爸。
And he says, "Fine."
他说好。
You're not my son.
那我你不是我儿子了。
Now by law, he still has to take care of me.
按照法律来说，因为我还是年轻， like, 还是年幼的，所以他必须照顾我。
And my dad's side of the family is poor, like dirt poor.
那我父亲这一面呢是非常贫穷的。
We live in a person's house, like just a room. We just got a room.
我们是寄居在一个人的家中的里面，一个卧房里面。
He slept in one corner, and I slept in the other.
我们俩分我们俩合着住在那个卧房里。他睡一边，我睡另外一边。
During this time, I was like really, really. It's really awkward because, like, I know some people can't even stand their parents in the same house.
有的人呢，甚至没有办法跟父母在同一个房子里居住。
Try it in the same room.
试试看，你跟你的爸妈住在同一个房间里。
For 4 years.
四年之久。
Especially most of those years, with you knowing your dad doesn't love you.
尤其你知道你父亲大部分时候是好像因为生你的气而不爱你了。
That he doesn't love you at all because you chose to follow your own path and to love a God.
因为你决定要爱主。
It's tough.
对我来说实在很困难。
It's really tough.
非常困难。
And at this point, if you recall, I don't love my mom anymore, and now my dad doesn't love me. Who loves me but God now?
在那个时候，我觉得我的母亲不爱我，不能保护我。我的父亲也生我的气，不爱我。那只有神爱我。
Still, I'm human. I'm still gonna feel bad. I'm still gonna feel depression, and so I did.
我只不过是一个人，所以我难免落入一个沮丧的里面。
And I pretty much shut myself out.
我把自己跟人隔离开来。
From the world.
跟世界隔离开来。
And by this time, I was like a sophomore, almost going to junior year.
那个时候我是高中第二年，要升第三年级。
And I was in depression.
我那时候非常的沮丧。
And it doesn't help to have teenage hormones making things worse.
那正好我在青少年期，所以这个忧郁症加上青少年期就是情况更糟糕。
But one thing I noticed though, when I was in church, when I attended youth group,
但是我注意到一件事，每一次我到青少年的聚会里的时候，
I wasn't sad.
我就不再悲哀。
This youth group showed so much love and so much compassion for their members.
因为这些青少年的团体向着他们自己的弟兄姊妹充满了爱。
That I couldn't help but to be drawn to them.
所以我忍不住被这个爱一直吸引着。
2 years passed.
两年过去了。
I've learned to forgive.
我学会了饶恕。
I understood that my dad definitely didn't know what he was doing.
我慢慢明白，我父亲其实他并不明白他所做的。
He may say things hurtful.
他也许说一些伤害我的话。
He may do things that are just completely whack.
或者做事情好像不合理。
But he still has a heart.
他仍然有心爱我。
It was so tough though for me to accept that.
对我来说，接受这样一件事实是很困难的。
But I tried my best.
但我尽力而为。
As we attended Pomona Church,
当我那时候我们的教会在 Pomona,
this one day,
有一天
goodness, I got so mad at my mom.
我的母亲让我非常生气。
Because the Friday before that, there wasn't church.
因为那前一天呢是礼拜五晚上，那个礼拜五正好没有聚会。
So I had dinner with my mom and some of her friends from out of town.
所以呢，我妈妈就带着我跟她一个从外边来的朋友聚餐吃晚饭。
Here's what she says to them.
在吃饭的时候，他这样说
：“Goodness, look at my son.
看呐，我的儿子。
He's gonna be in UC Riverside as a psych major.
他要去 UC Riverside 念书，念心理学。
And he's graduating soon.
他马上就要毕业了。
He has his license.
他已经考了驾照。
He's moving out on his own.
他慢慢要独立生活了。
He's being independent.
他越来越独立了。
I'm so proud of him.
我实在以他为傲。
And me being the gullible idiot.”
而我呢，这个白痴。
I got my hopes up.
我就充满了盼望。
And here's what she said. She said, "And I'm going to give Raymond a car."
然后她，并且她说，我还要给我的儿子一辆车子。
I asked, "Really?"
我说，真的吗
？She said, "Yeah, Raymond, I'm giving you this car this Sunday."
她说，这个主日我就把这个车带来给你。
Her friends say, "Wow, you're a great mom."
然后她的朋友就说，哇，你实在是太棒的妈妈了。
You're amazing.
你太奇妙了。
In my heart, I was thinking, "Yeah, sure, whatever."
那我心里想，哇，是啊。
But I played along just to make her feel a little bit better.
我虽然不是那么同意，因为我跟我母亲的关系不是那么好，但是呢，我还是附和的同意了。
And as I said, that Sunday came.
当那天主日的早晨来到的时候。
And my mom says I was just joking.
我妈跟我说她不过是开玩笑的。
You're not getting a car.
你不可能有部车子的。
I was like, what?
我说什么
？What? You can't do that.
你不能这样子、啊。
You can't just use me as a trophy to show off to your friends and go back on your word.
你不能好像在你朋友面前把我当个奖金在那里当个奖品在那里炫耀，然后第二天你又改变你的话了。
I was pissed off.
我当时很生气。
Like I'm gonna stab somebody pissed off, but I didn't.
我那时候气愤怒的想要好像要杀人了，但是我当然没有杀人。
Instead, I said, "Mom, go to the meeting. I'll meet you up there."
那时候我们已经到了教会的停车场，我就跟妈妈说：“你先进去，我马上再就进去。”
She gets out of the car, and so do I.
她下车了, 我也下车了。
She walks up the stairs.
她上楼去聚会了。
I make sure she goes in.
我看着她消失了。
And I leave.
我就走了。
I can't stand to be in the car with her anymore.
因为我不愿意再跟她在坐同一辆车子里面。
So I was angry for so long. I was walking.
我非常愤怒, 我就盲目的乱走。
Like, you know, sometimes when you get mad, you just gotta take a walk and just to let off some steam.
有的时候你生气的时候, 你就需要去走一走, 让你的愤怒能够减消减。
So I said, you know, I'm just gonna walk home.
我想我就走路回家吧。
Yeah, I lived in Alhambra.
我住在 Alhambra.
So Pomona to Alhambra.
所以我要从 Pomona 走回 Alhambra.
And I'm thinking, okay, I'm mad for like 2-3 hours. I'm mad.
这头两三个小时，我是充满了愤怒。我说，哎呀，我很生气，我很生气。Then as
I'm walking, the Lord just speaks into my heart.
当我慢慢在走的时候呢，主开始对我说话。And
says, you got to calm yourself down and learn how to control this.
你必须要冷静下来，要控制你自己。Okay,
so that was about the fourth hour. I'm tired already.
大概已经四个小时过去了，我走得蛮累的了。And
I checked my phone, like, oh great, my phone battery died.
我突然发现我的手机没电了。
Can't call for help now.
我不能够叫人来帮我带我回家的。So
I was like, okay, fine, I'll just keep walking, the Lord will guide me.
我想主会带我回家的，算了，那我就走回去吧。And
one thing I noticed, when you have nothing else, because a lot of times we are so distracted by our computers, by our friends, by our schoolwork, by our phones, by our video games, by sports, and so forth.
我在这个时候突然发现一件事，平常我的声音中充满了各样的声音， 无论是电视、是电脑、是电动玩具、是手机、是任何的声音。
But when you have none of that left, you just lean on God.
当你什么都没有可以听的时候，你只能做一件事，就是倚靠神。
When you have nothing left, you will lean on God.
当你什么都没有的时候，你只能做一件事，就是倚靠神。
Hour six of my long journey, my feet are bleeding.
六个小时过后呢，我的脚开始流血。
I have blisters.
开始出水泡。
And I ask God.
我就问神。
What did I get myself into?
现在到底该怎么办呢？
Walk a little further.
我再继续走。
Great, no more light.
哦，什么的，那个红绿灯也没有啦。
No more cars.
车子也没有啦。
No more buildings.
建筑物也不见啦。
Oh, look, there's an abandoned train track.
我走到一个被弃置的铁道上。
Oh, now I have to walk for 2 more hours.
我想我得再起码走个两小时才会有人烟。哦，慢慢开始看到有树了。
And houses, oh great.
哦，住家出现了，好极了。Oh,
no, now it's fork in the road.
但是糟糕，这下子来了一个十字路口。You
see, if I would have made the wrong turn on that fork of the road, I would have just gone somewhere else, not Alhambra.
如果我选择错这分岔口，我如果走错了那个路，那我可能今天晚上就回不到 Alhambra。
So I was like, okay, Lord, which way, Lord?
所以我就问主说，神啊，该选哪一个分岔的路去？
He's like, make a right turn.
神就说右转。
Okay. 我说, I'm going on blind faith here, but sure, I have nothing else I could go on. I don't have a map.
好吧，因为我也没有地图，我也没有什么选择，所以我就顺从那个感觉。
And so I made it right.
所以我就右转。
Again, fork in the road.
一下又来了一个岔路口。
And I was like, okay, I'm kind of worried now. Which way now?
我有点忧虑，我说那我该走哪一个啊？
And the Lord says, go straight.
神对我说直走。
And I go straight.
所以我就直走。
Hour 10. I'm still walking.
What?
What
is it then? Yeah. 已经晚上10点了，我还在走路。
The sun's gone.
太阳已经下山了。
It's about like 8 p.m.
对不起，差不多晚上8点的时候。
But still, the sun's going down, and my feet hurt a lot.
那时候我的脚是非常疼痛。And
I see the Tapioca Express on Las Tunas.
然后我终于看到 Las Tunas 上一家的冰饮店。I'm
like, hey, I recognize where I am.
哦，我知道我现在哪儿了。And
I take a rest, get some water, you know, before I dehydrate.
所以我就休息一下，喝了一杯水。And
I'm walking.
所以再继续走。And
right about like another like hour and 30 minutes or so.
大概一个半小时之后。
Because at this time, I'm like pretty much crawling. I'm tired.
我觉得是几乎是爬回家的。
I'm really slow.
我走得非常的慢。
And I see the Main Street Theater.
然后我看到了那个在 Main Street 上面那个电影戏院。
And I was like, oh, I'm almost there.
我说我快到家了。
I'm walking.
我继续走。
I get back home.
到了家里。
take off my shoes and my socks.
把鞋子袜子给脱了。
And I thank the Lord for getting me home safely.
我为了我能够平安到家，感谢主。
Sure, it was 12 hours of walking.
是的，是12小时之久。
Sure, I feel like my feet are broken.
我觉得我的腿都快断了。
But I cannot help but to give thanks to the Lord.
但是我里面充满了感恩。
And at this point, this was the biggest turning point in my life.
这个时候呢，我生命来到一个重要的转捩点。
Because the Lord gave me a passage that day, a verse.
因为突然在我回家的路上，神给了我一个经节。
And that was Psalm 29, verse 10.
是诗篇29篇第10节。
Though my father and mother forsake me,
即使我的父母离弃我，
the Lord will receive me.
我的神仍眷顾我。
And that stuck with me forever.
这个经节一直跟着我，从
那天开始。I realize I've been searching for love in all the wrong places.
我才明白，我一直在寻找爱，但是在不对的地方寻找。
It's understood that it's reasonable to expect love from your parents.
当然，我们期望父母的爱是很正常的，合理的。
But they're only human.
但是要知道，父母也不过是人。
They'll make mistakes.
他们也会犯错误的。
And they can hurt you.
但也，他们也可能伤害我们。
I realize I've been making the biggest mistakes of my life the whole time.
我才明白说，原来我做了一个很大的错误。
I realized I wasn't looking for God's love. I was looking for man's love.
因为我一直在寻找人的爱，没有寻找神的爱。
So I started to forgive my parents.
所以我学会了能够赦免我的父母对我的伤害。
And I started to make amends.
然后与他们和好。
I realized I never thanked my mom for everything she's done for me.
我才没有了解说，我从来没有为着我母亲为我做的每一件事感谢过她。
So I swallowed my pride.
所以我把我的骄傲自尊放下来。
And I sent her an email.
我写了一个电子邮件给她。
And said, "Thank you, mom."
告诉她说，母亲，我谢谢你。
For always being there to make those choices for me.
谢谢你在我成长的过程中为我做了许多的选择和决定。
That I couldn't make.
这些是我当时不能够做的。
Because I remember as a kid, she would make decisions for me, and I would say, "I don't like this decision."
当我小的时候，她常常替我做各样的决定，我不一定不喜欢的。
And then she would say, "Oh, you understand when you're older."
但是每一次我母亲的反应就说，等你长大了你就明白了。
I remember screaming, "I'll never understand."
我记得我有一次，我常常回答她说，我永远不会明白的。
Boy, was I wrong.
但是我可是错了。
Boy, did I feel stupid.
当我明白之后，我觉得我自己以前是很愚昧、
so、
愚昧的。
I had to thank her.
所以我就感谢她。
She's done so much for me.
因为她为我做了这么多的事情。
For starters, she's the one who brought me to church.
譬如说，她是那个带我到教会里来的。
Where would I be without God, and where would I be if she didn't bring me to church?
我今天会在哪里呢？若不是我的母亲带我来到神的面前。
So I made amends with her. I said, thank you so much.
所以我与她和好。向他表示我的感谢。
And ever since then, I couldn't even bring myself to believe that I actually hated my parents.
到现在我简直不相信我过去曾经恨过我的父母。
Because I understood.
因为我明白了。
They're like me.
他们不过像我一样。
They make mistakes.
他们会犯错误的。
They get angry.
他们也会生气的。
And they misunderstand.
他们也会被误解的。
So, through God's grace.
借着神的恩典。
My relationship with my mom,
我跟我母亲的关系
recovered back to a relatively better state.
已经恢复到一个相当好的关系里。
I mean, God's still working today.
神仍然在我们当中做事。
He's still teaching me patience.
神仍然教导我要怎么样有耐心。
Teaching me love.
怎样爱人。
And he's teaching me forgiveness.
到目前为止，他教我做一件事，就是学会饶恕。
I cannot stress how important that is to me that he's teaching me that.
我没有办法能够解释的清楚这件事对我的重要性。
My relationship with my parents may not be one of the standard relationships where you're able to hug your parents, shake their hands, or even really say I love you.
我跟我父母的关系是跟很多人不同的，我没有办法拥抱他们，甚至握他们的手，或者用语言表示说我爱他们。
But I also can't say I hate them.
但是现在我知道我不能说我恨他们了。
Because I don't.
因为我实在不恨他们了。
I can't hate these people who have given me life, who have just been there. Even though it pained them, they were still there.
因为我知道他们在我成长过程一直在我的身边，即使我有时候让他们懊恼，他们还是在我的身边。
And I often hear in different generations, even the older generation, they say they're annoyed with their parents or they hate their parents.
我常常听到青少年甚至成人说他们恨他们的父母。
And it pains me so much.
每次听到这样的话，我心里就会疼痛。
Because it's such a bad word. That bad word is so.Mean to say that to your parents, I hate you.
因为恨这个字实在是太强烈了。
Especially when you don't look back and really see the things your parents have done for you.
尤其当我们没有花点时间看看过去，来了解说父母向着我们所做的。
And if it's anything that I want you guys to take home with you guys,
今天早晨我希望能够留给你们的
is that forgiveness and communication with your parents.
就是要饶恕你的父母，并且你要花时间与他们沟通。
It's so important.
因为这是非常重要的。
Because they don't know what's going through your mind.
因为他们不了解我们心里在想什么。
You don't know what's going through theirs.
你也不了解他们心里在想什么。
You don't know how their hearts break when you do something wrong.
你不知道我们常常做一些错的事，让人的心痛。
But they still love you unconditionally. They still do things for you. They still send you to school.
我们伤父母的心，他们仍然爱我们，仍然为我们做许多的事。
They still cook for you.
他们仍然为我们预备每一餐。
And they still love you.
他们仍然爱我们。
And I can truly say, my parents.
我可以很诚实的说，我的父母。
Though they made me suffer so much.
虽然他们让我成长的过程中有许多的痛苦。
I still love them.
我仍然爱他们。
And I don't think that's ever going to change as long as I've got.
这个是我一直会有的一个关系。
That's my testimony.
这是我的见证。我们谢谢 Raymond 的见证啊。那他做完见证之后，因为今天我们。东区的青少年都到这里来，一方面我们在这里希望分享神在我们当中所做的工作，一方面也希望借着在这里跟西区的弟兄姊妹们有交通因为平常我们分两区的聚会。那大家都知道我们的青少年在最近这一阵子呢，神在我们当中开始了一些的工作。那早晨呢Raymond 做了他的见证，那我们请 Vicky 呢跟我们分享一下从去年下半年到十一月开始神在我们当中的一个带领，那盼望弟兄姊妹能够了解能够进入能够了解，那我们请 Vicky 跟我们分享一下。
Before I start telling you about our mission, can I just pray really fast because
我们可不可以很快祷告一下？
I think I should. Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, God, I just thank you for this beautiful day, God.And God, I pray that, you know, you just give me words, God, and, so I can speak clearly, God, and share your vision for us, God, because it's your vision, not ours, God. And I just want to, you know, we just want to glorify you together, God, and we just want to give praise to your name, God, in everything we do. And so I just thank you, God, and I thank you for your power and your glory and your love, God, your love that is beyond everything, anything, God. And in your name, Jesus Christ, I pray, amen.
Amen.
So about 6 months ago,
六个月以前,
our youth pastor, Miss Barbara,
我们的, 我们青少年的一个带领的老师, Miss Barbara,
she had this burden to ask us about vision.
她突然有个负担叫我们, 寻求我们的意向。
She said that she felt God telling her, to, you know, tell us to ask God what's the vision for our group.
因为他觉得神告诉他要他交通给我们让我们学习在神面前寻找什么是神给我们这个 youth group 的一个意向
And this was, she said this, she had never done this before, so it was really the work of God.
他说他以前服侍这么多年神从来没有要求他这样子问一个任何一个团体
And then she told us about how, in the Bible it says that God gives dreams to old men and visions to young men.
他告诉我们圣经说老年人要做异梦少年人要见异象
And then she asked us to pray about it Go home and pray about the vision And about our mission as a youth group
所以他叫我们回家都去祷告寻求神给我们这个青少年团体的异象是什么
And then so a few weeks later Or maybe one I can't remember A week or two, Raymond came back and he shared that when he went home and prayed about it, he felt God telling him that we should minister to children.
Raymond 回来呢，在跟整个小组分享，他觉得神对他说要服侍儿童。
It's kind of strange because Raymond doesn't really like kids that much.
对我们来说，蛮特别的，因为 Raymond 不是一个很喜欢小朋友的人。
Well, he does.
事实上 ，Raymond
I mean, like he doesn't have a passion for kids, right?
他喜欢小孩子，但是好像并没有一个很大的热切的爱火向着他们。
But he is full of love.
但他是充满了爱的。
Okay, and then so yeah, that's pretty cool. And then like in the same period of time, he was lying on his bed one night.
有一个少年人呢，他晚上躺在他的床上，他在祷告。
And he remembered what Miss Barbara said, and he started asking God, "What's our vision? You know, what do you want us to do?"
当他在祷告的时候，他突然想起 Miss Barbara 给他们的一个交代，就说你要祷告神，你们的意向是什么？他就问神说：“神啊，你给我们的意向是什么？”
And he felt God prompting him, prompting a ministry for children as well.
他觉得神在他里面的一个感动，就是说要服侍儿童。
And this was before he heard Raymond.
这个是他当时并没有听到 Raymond 的寻求的感觉。
And so, I forgot when Raymond and shared that, Miss Barbara and Miss Michelle, they asked the group.
当 Raymond 分享他的感觉的时候，在小组里，那时候 leaders Miss Barbara 跟 Michelle 就问整个小组。
Who were in agreement with the same vision after they prayed, and about half the group rose their hand.
问大家寻求之后是不是有一样的感觉？大概有一半的孩子们都同意。
And so they asked us to go home and pray and keep praying and keep seeking the will of God.
所以呢，老师们就叫我们回去继续祷告。
And so we did. And when the next week came around,
当下个礼拜我们再回来的时候
they asked the same thing, and about like approximately 2/3 rose their hand.
在他们又再问了全部的孩子们，大概三分之二的都觉得这是神的带领。
And so this seeking process took about 3 months.
大概我们花了三个月左右的时间一起寻求。
And time again, God kept confirming this vision and our mission. You know, just to spread Jesus' love and gospel to children through like weird or miraculous occurrences happenings.
在这个过程中呢，神也借着许多其他的事情，慢慢来证实说这是他向着我们的带领。
And so, like now we know that it's God's desire for us to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ to kids.Internationally and domestically, using everything that God has given us.
所以我们现在的感觉就是说，神给我们的托付、意向跟使命，就是用神所赐给我们的才干，用耶稣基督的福音，我们来把这个好消息传给儿童，无论是在国内的或是海外的儿童们。
And that's why we're going to China this summer.
所以这个暑假呢，我们有一群年轻的人，我们要到中国去。
It was like a perfect opportunity because, like Ms. Bicho, She like contacted my mom and she said like someone has like a kids group that they want to do a conference or something.
因为碧秋姊妹在中国呢有联跟当地的弟兄姊妹有联络，那现在我们可以去那里有参举行的英文儿童英文儿童营，帮助他们。
Yeah, so we're teaching English.
所以我们去那里借着诗歌借着圣经故事教导他们英文。
And I'm saying this because as God's leading us.Into the front line in the battlefield.
当我在这里分享的意思就是说，当我们好像顺服神的带领到前线去打仗的时候
I was wondering if you guys can support us through prayer in the back.
我们需要你们在后方用许多的祷告把我们托住
Prayer that we would be able to love as God loves.
好，让我们能够爱像神爱一样
And just, you know, be His disciples, like truly, like.Even if we don't like pray that we you know impact them, but even if we don't like maybe we can just like plant a seed in like the slightest way or you know just have some sort of.
也许我们短期之内没有办法叫人得救，但是愿神借着我们能够把好的种子种在好的土里，对他们的生命有一个正面的影响。
And pray that we would have unity as a group. With love.
并且呢，为我们。整个团员一起在中国有一个合一的爱来祷告。
And also, can you pray for our physical like and health and safety and travel, you know everything that's like the logistics of everything.
为了我们的健康，我们旅途的一切的平安来祷告。
And lastly, we have like a financial need because we're going to be donating money to each place that we're going to.
另外一方面是财务上的需要, 就我们每到一处, 我们会在那里支持当地神, 在当地的工作。
And yeah, so going, so like God has helped us a lot.
所以已经为我们预备了许多。
And like, so we made it like a CD in this past month.
在上个月，我们青少年小组和一些弟兄姊妹做了一个 CD.
And it's really good because I'm barely in it. But I'm just kidding. Wait, no.
因为我不在里面。 因为我不在里面，所以那 CD 蛮好的。
Because God has blessed it so much, and He's given us so many good talents or whatever. I mean, anyway, it's good.
因为神给了我们很多的才能，所以我们做了这个 CD， 实在是蛮不错的。And
in it, there's songs, passage readings, instrumental performances, and
有诗歌，有乐器演奏，有歌词，那个圣经的朗诵，有各样的内容。And
so we're gonna be passing those out today in the dining room if you want them. They're free with donations. And
我们中午会在吃饭的地方摆一个桌子，那让这些你们可以自由的来索取这些 CD， 那盼望你们在爱心里因着感动有自由的奉献。Just
out of your heart，
从你的心里来扶持。
Yeah， and then we'll also be having like a photo booth， and so it's really cool because there's like a green， we'll be using special techniques to put you in any background in Yunnan， China。 And so you guys can take a family photo or individual, and then you can be put in China, and then you can take it home. And
还有一个，我们做了一个，特别是我们用了右手边第一个教室，副堂的一个教室，我们 set up 一个照相的布景。那布景呢是用一个绿色的大的布，这样呢，我们照完之后呢，我们可以把你们的相片呢。 它就是剪接到任何一个背景里面，那我们准备了好几种可以选择的背景，都是我们要去的那个宣教的地点的背景，是云南的许多的风景。And
then so when you look at it, when you take it home, then you can remember we're going to China and you can pray for us.
这样的你回家，每次你看到相片的时候，你就想起我们要去中国宣教的事，就会为我们祷告。Okay,
and so now we're going to be showing a slideshow about mission. And in the background music, it's going to be the CD. So I don't think the first song is, but the rest of the songs are.
现在我们花几分钟时间做一个很短的一个那个幻灯片。那幻灯片里面音那个背景的音乐呢，90%都是我们制作成的CD里面的音乐。And
after that, if we have time, can we ask you guys to pray together for the people who are going, so we can have a. Really, God's anointing, and it won't be us going, but it would be God sending us as His, you know, people.
所以，完了之后，我们看完幻灯片之后，我们是不是可以花一些的时间，请你们为我们祷告，让我们带着神的羔羊去，而且我们不是只是一群青少年去，而是我们带着神的差遣，代表教会到那里去。Okay,
thank you.
谢谢。
God so loved the world that He gave His one and only begotten Son, and whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life. John 3:16.
crowd that gathered around him was so large that he got into a boat and sat it out on the lake, while all the people were along the shore at the water's edge.
It's been some time to pray for their service.
主啊，赞美你， 感谢主， Hallelujah， 感谢主， 谢谢主， 赞美感谢主， Hallelujah。 感谢主耶稣，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，是的，是的主，是的主耶稣，我们敬拜你主，是的，赞美主主，哈利路亚，主啊，赞美你，阿门，是的。是的，阿门。是的，各位主，是的。哈利路亚。是的。
阿门，
阿门。是的。
阿门，谢谢主。
阿门。哈利路亚。是的。哦，耶稣，是的。阿门。
谢谢主，
是的，也是。是的，
阿门。谢谢主。阿门。
是的。啊，来了呀。是的。谢谢主。阿们，是的，
阿们，
阿们，赞美主，赞美主，是的，赞美感谢主，赞美主，哈利路亚，啊，是的，阿们，是的，哈利路亚，是的。啊，是的，哈利路亚，是的，哈利路亚，谢谢主，感谢主，阿门，谢谢主，要赞谢，是的，是的主。哈利路亚，是的主，阿们，耶稣，是的主，赞美主，阿们，谢谢主，哈利路亚，是的。阿们，
阿们，
阿们，赞美感谢主，谢谢主。